You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's a job nobody wants, but when the time comes, you'll do it. Clayton Law did. He and his wife, Carrie, left their Pennsylvania home for a few hours and came back to find their dog had hopped up on the kitchen counter and ate the cash they saved for home renovations.
Cecil's just standing there on top of this pile of, you know, just mutilated money, torn bite marks, envelopes completely missing, and I was just kind of in shock.
$4,000 destroyed, much of it in their dog Cecil's belly. And so Clayton did the same thing you would do. Come on, it's $4,000, so...
I'm just like following him, you know, each time he goes out and see if he goes.
And eventually Cecil shook his moneymaker. But any cash?
Lo and behold, there was definitely like visible money in there. So I was like, hey, this, I'm just going to pick it up, grab it, and then we'll kind of sift through it.
Yeah. For his efforts, Clayton Law got paid. The 7-year-old doodle left a $3,500 deposit in pieces, and next it was money laundering. They had to clean and dry and tape together the foul shards of money. They had to wash Ben Franklin's face over and over, toweling him off, after which, scotch tape at the ready, they slowly reassembled their fetid fortune. And this seems like it might be a wonderful moment to share the Treasury Department rules for using ripped up money. If you can tape together more than 3/4 of a dollar bill, you can exchange it at the bank as long as the serial number is all there. 30,000 people do this every year. In the case of the money-hungry mutt from Pennsylvania, the long arm of Clayton Law did what it had to, and they still insist that Cecil's a good boy.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.